Hi, and welcome to Parent Talk with Bev. Yes, it's late at night. You can hear in my voice. And I am a Black British mother of West Indian descent with two mini adults, age 19 and 17, living in my home, based in London, UK. Not an expert on anything, just sharing my thoughts, opinions, experiences around parenting in the hope that it will help another parent or someone somewhere. So you know the hashtag means we talk about anything. And today's or tonight's hashtag is space to reflect on feeling like there's too many battles to fight. Warning. I'm not giving any advice on how to handle anything. I'm just drinking a glass of wine and we're chit-chatting. Sometimes there are so many things coming at you that it's easy to just want to lay like broccoli on the settee and let things pass me by. That's just about how I've been feeling for the past few weeks. I think I'm at the tail end of it, but let's just wait and see. Right now, my work seems intense. I'm concerned for my father, who lives in Florida and has gone and got himself involved in a car accident. He's had to be hospitalized, he's had surgery, and he's now in rehab. All during COVID-19. These things, they bring out family dramas that on a good day you ignore. But when things happen, you soon realize that family dramas are always just beneath the surface. All I can say is I'm glad he's not in New York, where the COVID-19 is like a plague, killing huge numbers of people. He's recovering well. I mean, we're three weeks now where he's had the surgery and they're getting him ready to go home. So fingers crossed, everything continues to be moving forward. My mother, she's banged up abroad under curfew. Well, that's how Jamaica are dealing with COVID-19. She's got to stay in the house, curfew by a certain time, people ain't allowed on the street. Numbers of deaths were like under 20 people, but now that they've opened up the borders, the numbers are kind of like jumped sky high. My mum recently had some health concerns and tests she had to have that had me a little worried. So both parents, who are elderly, by the way, and abroad, had issues, and I couldn't even contemplate visiting either of them or going to give any practical support. Now, I ain't gonna lie, this wine is good, but that did stress me out. But I'm trying to put a brave face on it all, really. My youngest, her school called me into the school for an update on my child's progress after she had completed some initial assessments that she had taken after returning back to school since COVID-19. And they let me know that her predicted grades have gone down since COVID, whilst her classmates has gone up. So they are concerned. So am I. But how much energy have I got? I mean, I definitely support her, but how do I do that with balance? You know, balance will really be key because I'm no tiger mum. And even when I was, she kept saying no to the tutoring classes and no to the extracurricular activities. And I just kept on and on and on. And she just kept saying no, 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 no. And I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to spend money that you're not going to benefit or utilize well. So if you don't want them, you just need to get the results, mate. You know, so the real question was, how many no's do I hear, and how many of them do I need to listen to before I get it? Okay. That's another thing that I've got to take on, but I'm going to park it there because drip, drip, like a tap, that's what I'm going to do. Because if I become like heavy-handed tiger mum, I know what's going to happen. We're going to end up fighting in the house. And, you know, my mum's got a little saying, or the Jamaicans have a little saying, doppy no all for frighten. You got to know which battles. And this right now, on top of all the other things I'm going through, it's not one. My eldest has gone back to do her second year at uni and she's out of London. I'll just park that there too. Oof. The body, my body, that was used to exercising 4 to 5 days a week in fun activities before COVID, right? So I used to do aqua aerobics, I think, twice a week. I used to do badminton twice a week. And then I think I had one day to rest. I don't even know if I had that day to rest because I used to do like 10,000 step walks most days. But my body has had enough of COVID. And working from home, woo, the aches and pains that had all gone have suddenly come back with a bang. One shoulder and my arm are so painful that it's not a bang, but it's revenge. Revenge. So bad has the pain become that sometimes when I've lifted my arm, I actually have felt moved to tears. But instead, what I did, I called my old trainer to help me get out of this funk. I already know that if I'm lucky enough to see a doctor, they'll only tell me what they told me when this all started. It's to be expected. At your age, degeneration, and ting and ting and ting. So, or they're going to try and give me pills. And pill popping has never really been my thing. So, the trainer and I started going to the park to have some initial training sessions. But I realized, right, that for him, no pain, no gain motto could actually kill me. And I'm not even joking, because I told the man, this hurts, that hurts, can't really do that too much, let's take it easy. And he goes, do this exercise, do 20. And I'm like, okay, I can do 20. Then he goes, do another set of 20. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. So take a rest. Now we go back, another 20, another 20. I said to him, listen here, boy, are you trying to kill me? And he says, no pain, no gain. I said, listen, there's no pain and no gain, but I want to come back tomorrow, or I want to be alive for tomorrow. So I'm going to manage what we're doing. I keep telling you, this is what I'm doing, and I need exercises for this. And I'm doing my little routine in the morning for my arms anyway. But anyway, I'm now going back to my plant-based vitamins, right? Because I'm not able for this man to try kill me. And I'm still going to work with him because, you know, I need that motivation. But I'm going to go back to my plant-based vitamins. I go back to my green smoothies because they helped me. And also, because COVID had kind of relaxed, they started aqua aerobic classes. So I started going back to those. So thank goodness, because I ain't as young as the braids that I wear, you know? So I think I'm trying to take my mind off of stuff by exercising, which is good. And it's helping me as well. I just feel a little overstretched. I'm involved in some campaigns that I once felt so passionate about, and I still do, But I feel tired, Brie. I feel tired. And I need some support or space to take. Or space. I'd love to take a travel break. Because I think this might refresh me, might refresh my daughter. Oh, yeah. That's right. There's some travel restrictions due to, what is it? Oh, yeah, COVID-19. I mean, you could book your holiday and you could book where you want to go, but the reality is you might not end up going there. Or I might go and then I have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine, which I'm going to have to pay for. Then be in a space whereby things may not be open and we can't do stuff and we've got to stay 2 meters away from everybody else and stay in our own family bubble. And the whole point of going on a break is to get away from her just for a little bit. But anyway, so I'd have to stay in a bubble and then come back to England and then be told that I'm going to have to self-isolate because I've been abroad. If I go abroad, yes, I could take a staycation break. But who wants to spend hundreds of pounds when there's no sun? I mean, I want to lay on a sun lounger and turn over and roast the different sides of my body so that I can feel the heat in my bones. You know, I miss the idea of being sun drunk and toasted. You know, that feeling of waking up without having to care about spreading up the bed or cooking that meal because someone else is doing it for me. That is what I call a holiday. Staycation really means that I'll have to cook, clean, and drive myself and the child somewhere. I will have to listen to the question, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And even if I have cooked something to eat, I know as soon as we're out on the street, she's going to ask me for food that we have to buy because she's hungry. And now that I'm plant-based, it's not as easy to satisfy because not only would I have to go to one place to buy my stuff, I've got to go to another place to buy hers. Or the likelihood is that I will eat wherever she's eating and I'll find some substitute food, which they call plant-based, which I call cardboard. But anyway, they're getting better. You know, I haven't had a good rave since March 2020. Like where the DJ played tunes that made me want to dance out of my skin and gave me sweet, sweet memories. Or I could watch people enjoying themselves alongside me as we melted to the music and the beats. Yes, I know there are raves happening now, but come on, they're illegal. And I'm too old to end up in jail or fined for what? It's not a pretty look. Not for this mother. Anyway, I'm living in Lambeth amidst the post-COVID-19 first wave. The council have erected signs that close off most of the side roads, calling it low traffic neighbourhood, LTN for short. But the problem is that they never consulted the neighbourhood. And my road is the only road that has not been locked down and has become the new unofficial main road. I got cars, delivery lorries, delivery vans, bikes, emergency vehicles, workmen, builders carrying out renovations are all on my road. This road leads from Brixton to Clapham and all the side roads leading off now go nowhere. Did you hear me? All the roads leading off this road go nowhere. So sometime during lockdown, a random letter came in the post box stating that further to consultations, they were closing off these side roads. But I never saw anything that asked for my opinion about this move, right? Little did I know what I was in store for, because seeing something in writing doesn't really mean anything until you see it in practice. And the practice for me is that everything is causing a major traffic jam along my home road that was already a busy road. That a quick drive to do my monthly shop at Tesco's is now a longer drive because all the roads that led directly to Tesco and to my home have all been made illegal for me to drive down. Yes, me understand you want to encourage people to shop local, but I think lockdown took care of that. People didn't want to walk anywhere. You didn't want to drive anywhere. You know, we started getting into the habit of just shopping local and paying a little extra money because we were at home. And so the extra that we spent on local shops rather than going all the way to somewhere else to save 2 pence, we didn't have to do that anymore. And I look, I'm not against walking and I'm definitely not against cycling. It's fine. But if the design was to improve the air quality, then that hasn't worked along my road because my road's messed up because I've got too much traffic, right? And mask wearing doesn't help. I'm going to be the first to admit, I drive. I've been driving years. I drive. And trying to get to my house has become like a long journey, whereas it used to be much quicker. It's not anymore. I've got to go a long way round to try and figure out how to get to my house. Yeah. So now I cause more pollution as I'm on the road longer, taking detours to get to my house. And I'm sitting in traffic along Landor Road, Bedford Road, leading to Acre Lane to get access to my road. I need a parking permit to park outside my house. Did you hear me? Now, I know there are some places where people can park outside their house and it's totally free, but I need a parking permit. The council has made every piece of road that you have to pay. But anyway, so I have to pay to park outside my home. That is just what it is, all right? As a road tax payee, it seems like, to me, prioritising cyclists, their needs over motorists is more of a priority now. If you're going to do that, let's play fair, right? Let cyclists pay road tax. Let cyclists pay to park their bikes outside, right? If they can't take it in their house and they're going to lock it up outside, make them pay for it. Make them have compulsory insurance. Then they contribute to the road tax. Then giving them a chunk of the street is just right, isn't it? Right now, it seems like you're just setting groups of people against each other and not creating community. You know what I think? I'm going to tell you. Not that you really care, but I got a glass of wine now and no cat to disturb me. So this is my point of view, right? This is my opinion. I believe, right, that the council was committed to reduce measures in emissions by 2021 was a target that they and other councils were never going to make. So the next best thing was this scheme, LTN, to funnel all the traffic onto main roads where they could measure the emissions and everything else to justify what they're doing, their traffic measures, their load TNs or whatever they call them. Now, how long this works will remain to be seen because traffic has to go somewhere. And I dislike the fact that some people who live in little village hamlets want to make the cities reflect the hamlets where they travel from to work or where they grew up in and now can't afford to live in them anymore. So I want to turn the city they work in into a village hamlet. You know what? I'm just, thank goodness, right, that other people feel passionate about this lack of consultation and infringement of our rights under COVID-19. Because they are waging a war on the council who don't really seem to be listening. and they seem to be using the system to exclude local people and businesses who have been adversely affected by these changes from airing their points of view at local meetings. So keep up the fight, No to LTN Action Group, represented by local people for local people who councils and government think are invisible. I mean, the real question is, who gets to talk about the impact of LTNs at important council meetings? Well, that is a question, isn't it? How long is temporary? What does that really mean? If your consultation was anything to go by, I'm worried that the council will make this permanent using the same tactics it used to put it in place in the first place. No, that's not really good English, is it? But used to put in place in the first place. I'm worried the council will make this permanent using the same tactics it used to put it in place. Got it right. COVID-19 already showed us the gaps we have in our communities and how some people come together to support each other during difficult times. How do you think people are going to be able to connect with each other through this artificial division created when those vulnerable within this community need free access to care, emergency services, deliveries, churches, and other services that could bring community to their door? It seems like when you're down, let's kick you in the face. And you know, a lot of us, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, trying to get through this COVID-19, it's taken a lot of resilience. And so sometimes I just feel like, how many more battles do I need to fight? How many more, for example, tonight I was meant to go to aqua class. I get all the way there. It's not in my neighbourhood. I have to travel a distance to get to this class. And when I get there, I don't see any people. And I'm like, oh, I must be late. But no, I'm not late. They've just cancelled the blasted class. Now, I said, who did you notify? And they were like, we called people, we emailed them, we sent them texts. I said, well, number one, I haven't got an email. Nobody tried to call me. I don't have a text. And I'm just going to check my app now, and there are no messages from anybody on this app. Oh, well, it's closed for 2 weeks because there's a hole in the ceiling. I'm like, I want to send somebody an email and complain, but I just don't have the energy right now. This is just another battle that I'm going to have to deal with. So, not wishing to take up any more of your precious time, I think I just need to exit the store. What store? This isn't a store. Well, anyway, I just want to say thank you to some of my WhatsApp groups, especially Women Uplifting Each Other, Jokes and Just Life, Parent Power, and my prayer group, who have all lifted my spirits. They've made me cry with laughter. They've inspired and motivated me through this grey period. No to LTN Action Group for your passion and information, showing me local people can come together. I mean, I don't think this was the way that the local authorities expected communities to band together in this matter, but thanks to you guys, you know. I want to thank those who I have checked in on and thanks for taking the call and spending time with me on the phone, labrishing. And to those who have checked in with me, even when I've been super busy, because you know what I'm like, when I'm super busy, I don't even take personal calls. I just working, supporting, doing whatever. But, you know, some of you have said, we don't care. We're going to keep calling you until you answer. How are you? Stop and let's talk. So thank you for that. I've really appreciated it. Still, there are too many battles at present, so I'm just going to go with the flow of life. I'm going to eat some dark chocolate, drink a glass of wine responsibly. I mean, this is the first glass of wine and I'm still on it. I'm going to bust some tunes on my phone and I'm going to stay in my yard until the funk passes. So, thanks for listening. Wishing you all and your loved ones daily blessings. Remain safe until next time, because I am out of here.